Delaware Treasurer Colleen Davis was running for Congress until a cancer scare caused her to take a step back. From the Delaware desk, WHYY Sarah Mueller has more on how the diagnosis placed Davis's career ambitions aside to focus on her health and her family.
Nearly a year ago, Colleen Davis had a busy schedule as Delaware State Treasurer and was campaigning to win the state's lone congressional seat. At the same time, she was also caring for her sick father. Davis was watching her dad's prostate cancer grow worse. It spread to his bones, and he wasn't getting better. Davis says after learning of an aunt who had died of ovarian cancer, she asked her father's doctors to test for a mutation of the breast cancer genes called BRCA.
We really kind of had to push for it. We really had to say this was a real link and it may warrant getting that genetic testing.
His test was positive. Those with inherited, damaged, or mutated BRCA genes have a higher chance of developing breast, ovarian, and prostate cancer. Kendra Flores, a genetic counselor with Christiana Health Systems, says the gene's mutation is serious, but rare.
It is something that can sort of hide in families if you don't know the things that you're looking for.
Flores says knowing your family's history is important to know when considering genetic testing.
Ask those hard questions. Use family holidays as an opportunity to ask the tough questions. What did grandma pass away of? What was that cancer? Where did it start?
Davis also inherited the BRCA gene mutation. She suddenly faced a dramatically greater risk for developing cancer. Davis says she was especially worried about the possibility of developing ovarian cancer.
The screening tools that we use for ovarian cancer are very limited. If I still was thinking about having more children or something like that, I might have held off and continued to try to get screening tests, but it was enough to say the risk is there.
Women have two options for proactive treatment: frequent screenings or surgery. Davis chose to remove her ovaries and get a double mastectomy, removing both breasts earlier this year. She said her family's health concerns changed her career priorities, and she ended her congressional campaign in February. Davis's dad passed away in March.
I stepped out of the race because I really wanted to be there for my family as my father was passing. And so for me, it was really, really important to make that decision. Even now, you know, just the other day, we were at my mom's house clearing things out and doing things like that. So I still feel very strongly that I need to be there for her in this transition time.
Davis says she had to learn to be comfortable with the changes in her body on the outside and the inside from the surgeries, like entering early menopause. Stephanie Catterson is the director of reconstructive plastic surgery at ChristianaCare. She helped Davis after her double mastectomy with how she wanted to look.
Especially with the BRCA patients, patients are coming to me with the gene mutation, they're really thinking a lot about the long-term results, right? So we expect that they will have a nice long life to live, and we want them to be looking the way that they want to look throughout those years.
Davis says learning about the gene mutation empowered her to preemptively reduce her cancer risk. She hopes her story helps other women facing the same difficult decisions. She says she's taking things slow for now, but hasn't ruled out chasing bigger career opportunities down the road. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.